Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Honey Hush. I am your host, Stephanie Beard, and I am with my guest host, Robert Redwine. How are you this evening, Robert?
Man, I'm doing so great, Mom. I'm doing so great, Stephanie. I'm sorry, I just got an interruption. I'm doing great. I'm excited, ready to get ready for Honey Hush. I'm turned up.
I'm glad you are, because I'm trying to get some energy here. I'm trying to get back on this timeline here in Cali, coming back from Jamaica. You know, it's a three-hour difference, so I'm trying to get back. And I'm trying to open up the chat room, so you guys give me a moment. Let me get back to that and open up the chat room. And once I get that open, then we can get this started, get this party started. Okay, so, Robert, tonight we've got a great show in store for all our Honey Hush listeners. Right now, I just opened up the chat room, so if you guys are trying to get in, I apologize for the late start getting it open, but it is open, so you guys could join us there by logging in to www.thejkingnetwork.com, and you just simply log in. If you have a Facebook profile, it takes a quick 30 seconds to log in. If you don't, probably take about 60 seconds. So make sure you guys go there. I see Candace is there. Welcome to Honey Hush. Candace, she is an avid listener of Honey Hush. So welcome. Welcome very much. Welcome for being here. And I'm just trying to get everything in check here. So Robert,
yes,
here on Honey Hush, we normally invite special guest hosts. And if, you know what, Robert, I'm finding it very hard to find women who want to commit and, you know, join us here on the show. But I know that we got listeners, and we'll get them to call in tonight and join us tonight on the panel. But I know that you did invite someone, and I see him in the queue right now. So you can go ahead and introduce him. I'm opening up his mic. It's open right
now.
Ladies
and gentlemen, with no further ado, this is an artist. He's very talented. His brother plays for the Houston Rockets. He's a world champion for the Dallas Mavericks. He's the brother of Jason Terry, and he's a super rapper, producer, artist, comedian. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Dirty-O. Dirty-O.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome to Honey Hush. Let's get your dope. Okay, let me get your name right so I can put it here on the board. What is your name again? Dirty-O?
Yes. Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was having trouble hearing you. There you are.
It's Dirty-O, Stephanie.
With a D as in David?
D as in David, I as in Igloo, R as in Robert Redwine, T as in Thomas. Y as in young, O as in orgasm.
Okay, got it, Dirty-O. Welcome to Honey Hush, and let's get you to say Honey Hush.
Honey Hush.
I like it. Okay, so let me go ahead and type here. I got Candace in the chat room, as I said before. You guys can call in tonight. The number is 347-205-9366. Just press the number one, and I'll bring you guys right in the queue. So tonight, you know, as we always do here, we always have our relationship rules and questions. We started off first with that. But our topic tonight is going to be the best places for spontaneous for spontaneous sex that would get your heart racing. So I'm, you know, we're going to go ahead and name some locations. I also want you guys to tell us, and we're going to ask you if you had, if
I'm
you
on my race.
Ever had spontaneous sex in these locations, and what other locations you may have had, and did it get your heart racing? So it's going to be a great show tonight. Again, if you guys want to chime in, just dial 347-205-9366 and press the number 1.
Yeah,
all right, Robert. So
it was definitely started. Dirty O's such a fabulous and wonderful artist. He might want to give you your links and the people that's listening in global internet world, his links to get to listen to his music and get into the Dirty O world.
Okay, sure, sure. He will be able to do that. No problem at all. Go ahead if you want to do it now, Dirty O.
Okay, cool. Well, you can get my music on Google Play Music. That's for anybody in the world with an Android device. Google Play Music / just type in Dirty O, and I'll come up. Also, if you want to reach me on Facebook, it is Rich Johnson.
Rich Johnson. Okay. So
yes.
You guys want to check out Dirty O. And what kind of music do you have? Or are you
I produce. I actually play classical trumpet. That's where I started. But
nice.
I produce R&B, jazz, hip-hop.
So Dirty O, I tell you what. Let me interrupt this for a second, Stephanie. While you're on the line, have Stephanie give you a link so you can send some music to the show. Maybe the second half of the show we can play your music. So Stephanie, could you give him how to send his music to you? Because he was running late. He's a busy guy. Could you give him your link to send music right now to you? Something.
Are you online, Dirty O? Because you can actually go in and get in the chat room if you like, and you can put your link there in the chat room and make it easy.
Okay, yeah, I can get online.
Okay, perfect. And when you get online, you go to Robert's Facebook page and just click on the link that for Honey Hush, and it'll take you right to the chat. Well, you can just go into the chat room. And then since you have a Facebook profile, it should take only about 30 seconds to log in. And just put your, you know, copy and paste and put your link there in the chat room, and I can read it off on air for everyone.
Okay, cool. Give me a couple minutes to boot up my laptop, and I'll get online.
Not a problem. Well, I want to welcome Valcine in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in tonight, Valcine. Thank you so much. All right, you guys. So before I do this, though, I do want to go ahead and give a shout-out to my boy, Jay Ali, who will be performing live tomorrow night at the Zen Lounge in the Valley here in Los Angeles. And he's going to be – I mean, Jay Ali is a bad boy, you guys. I'm going to play some of his music tonight and give you guys a chance to see what you – if you're not in L.A., what you're going to be missing. But he do have new music coming out, and you guys could definitely – check him out and purchase it. So I'll get with Jay Ali on how you guys can get his music. But the boy is bad. And also performing that night with him, Chico DeBarge will be in the house with him as well. And you guys are probably
What a treat, Stephanie. I wish I was in L.A. right now, because not only is Chico DeBarge a bad boy, but I heard Jay Ali stuff. We were playing him early on the JK Network, and he reminds me a lot of Life Jennings. And he's a bad boy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So I'm trying to pull up his music right now on the board. It should have came up under his name, but it didn't. So let me just do this real quick. But, yeah, you guys got to check him out tomorrow night and at the Zen Lounge if you're in Los Angeles. And it's for, you know, it's for kids, too. It's for a charity. And so in order to, you know, you could just bring a toy. You know, Christmas is around the corner, and you could just bring a toy if you want to go ahead and get in the show. But it's going to be a great show. The show starts at 8:45. I'm going to be there. Hopefully, the Dove's supposed to be coming out, hopefully, and I was supposed to text her tonight and let her know the show is on. But I will try to get to that on my next break. But, yeah, you guys should check them out. 8:45 the show, 11 o'clock is going to be an after party. The Zen Lounge is located at 10628 Ventura Boulevard in Los Angeles. And it said, bring a child bring a child's toy, all toys donated to Peace for Kids. So make sure you guys get, if you do show up, bring a toy and help a child out. So, all right, so I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by Jay Ali, and then we'll get into the show.
Honey Hush.
My favorites. I actually love almost everything he does because the boy is bad, like I said before. And let me see. Oh, maybe I should do this one because I don't see. Oh, here it is. All right, I'm going to play this one. This is Jay Ali, Caught Up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Honey Hush.
Honey Hush.
It seems like just the other day you were here. Letting you go wasn't easy. But right now I feel like I wanna be alone. I don't know, I'm dying to pick up the phone. I'm so caught up right now, caught up.
My heart was lost without a trace. I never located in the change of scenery in my mind, but every little thing brings you back to mind. Seems like I'm consciously changed. We were never to fall, we'd have never be caught. We were alive now, it's all messed up now. I can't explain what overcame me. Can't call it, babe, you are my lady. I'm on the babe, but if that was true, wouldn't be thinking about you. Down, I never turn back. Girl, it's what you did to me. I'm a mess, and that's my confession. At the club playing catch up. Girl, I need you to let up. I'ma keep my head up. You can't find someone better, but it still won't be me.
No, no.
Can't explain. What gave me. Can't call it, babe. You are my lady. I'm off it, babe. But if that was true, wouldn't be thinking about you. Oh,
don't wanna hear nothing. Girls, I'm doing good. I haven't been with no heels. Came a lot of no heels.
Welcome back to Honey Hush. That was Jay Ali. Caught up. Make sure you guys check him out tomorrow night at the Zen Lounge in Los Angeles. Bring a toy and you'll be able to get in and be able to get some good music and also make a young child happy with a toy.
All right,
Robert, we're back to Honey Hush and Dirty O. You there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm happy to be here.
All right, cool. All right, cool. So we got some relationship questions tonight that we're going to start the show off with. And we want to get everyone's opinion. We want to get some females on the line. If you guys and men also, just press the number 1 if you're already called in. But if you haven't, the number is 347-205-9366. Just press the number 1 and I'll bring you right in live on Honey Hush. All right, so Robert, the first question that's on the agenda tonight is the 90-day rule still lives on. It still lives on. And if for those who don't know, the 90-day rule is a woman waiting to have sex with the guy she's dating for at least 90 days. Now, the ideal behind the rule is that it takes at least 90 days, 3 months, to get to know someone. And, you know, some women need to take that time to see if that man is truly interested in her or if he just wants sex. So by 90 days, this should be clear. I mean, Robert, we're going to go to you first because, you know, the 90-day rule, you know, okay, I do believe in the 90-day rule, but at the same time, even after 90 days, he could still be a jerk. You know, he might just wait out, and you're a man, you'll be able to tell me, but he could still turn out to be a jerk. And you know, I'm not saying give up the pie early, but you know what I'm saying? The 90-day rule to me is, I mean, if I'm feeling a guy and, you know, the chemistry is there, the vibration is there, and things happen, it happens. And if 90 days haven't passed, then, okay, it haven't passed. Just practice safe sex, don't you think? What are your thoughts on that, Robert?
Well, it relates to the 90-day rule. You know, sometimes that's misleading, you know. I mean, I'm not thirsty right now. You know, some guys say, oh, I'm not thirsty. I don't have trouble getting, you know, girls. Some people are gassing, but on the for real, I'm not thirsty. I'm very confident in my skin. And, I mean, I can wait just to get, because I'm really on some mental, spiritual stuff right now. You know, I think the rule applies differently for women than it does men. So when I'm younger, the rule applies differently for men than women, I would say. I mean, because I got a daughter, so my daughter's 31. She's beautiful. So I would tell her to do the 90-day rule. But when I was young, I couldn't wait 90 days.
But what about some guys who do wait 90 days and they still an asshole afterwards? You know what I'm saying? Do guys wait 90 days? Do they get angry that they wait 90 days? And do they use it as a revenge tool? And, you know, okay, when I get it, I'm out. You know, that's all I want.
When I was younger, I couldn't wait 90 days. I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, at this stage in my life, I'm not tripping. I'm really trying to get with you mentally and you're mentally and spiritually. So
can you wait 365 days?
Can I say that one more time, sweetheart?
Can you wait 365 days?
Can I wait 365 days? Well, I mean, I might have two or three before 365 is up. If I'm younger, see, this is an age group thing, in my opinion. This is my opinion. So I think it's about what age you are, the maturity level, what you've experienced in life, and how comfortable you are in your own skin. So, I mean, I've been going without sex for a while now by choice. It's a choice thing, not a forced thing. But I said on the last two or three shows, I'm ready to break the rules.
Okay. All right. And so, Dirty O, do you think that women become very clingy or emotionally attached once sex is involved? And, this, yes. And do you think it's cool for them to go ahead and wait that 90-day rule? And would you wait 90 days for a woman?
Well, I don't know, because sometimes I'm a sex symbol, so sometimes they don't want to wait 90 seconds, and they're all over me.
Wait a minute. You said you're a sex symbol?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. I'm like Denzel, okay. Billy D, all those guys, Barack.
Wait.
And Mayweather,
you
all
about
in one.
The president? You say you look better than the president?
No, I just have this sex appeal and this power. I command attention when I enter a room. People just salute and open doors and stuff.
Wow. Okay. All right. Put your link to Facebook in the chat room so I can verify that.
Okay.
Okay. So you said you won't wait. You may not wait because the female might not want to wait, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying the women don't want to wait. I can wait because
right, that's what I'm saying.
I would love to find somebody that loves me for me, but they just lead with their wrong head, and they just want to go in.
Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, women, you said that you feel like they're emotionally attached or clingy or maybe even desperate once they have sex with a man?
Yeah, and I
believe
think
that?
This is what I – yeah, I do. And I found that usually, like, because usually – unprotected sex leads to the ultra clinginess. Sometimes if you guys do the right thing and wait, then there's that, you know, that piece of plastic does more than just protect against diseases. It protects against the rapid advance of feelings and things of that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do believe that you should wait a little bit and get to know a person. But nowadays, we live in a really impulsive society, and people want what they want, and they just get it and then throw it away and think they're going to find something new. And they don't know that you're leaving a piece of yourself with all these people that you do that with. They don't think about that.
Right, right. And what I say is, you know, do you while looking out for you at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So. If a woman do decide to go before 90 days, you know, again, you know, you want to just look out for yourself and make sure you're protected. And if you want to go in before 90 days, I don't think it's nothing wrong with it at all. Especially, you know, being at a mature level at this point. You know, when I was younger, of course, I'd be like, yep, 90 days or more. You're not touching it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Funny,
like, that's exactly. All right. So anybody who want to chime in on that before we move on to the next question here on Honey Hush, press the number one, call in to 347-205-9366 or join us in the chat room and we'll be happy, or even you could post your comment in the chat room. I'd be happy to read it all for you in the chat room as well. Okay. So then the next question I have for us here. Let me pull it up, you guys. I'm sorry, my computer has really been tripping lately. I don't know why. Probably need to clean
That's
it.
That's a good Stephanie.
Yeah, I think I need to clean something up out here. I think I got too much stuff on here. But anyway, and I should have had it all ready. But again, like I said, I am way behind for sure. All right, so the next question is having a roommate as a grown man or woman, okay, Dirty O? You in your 40s, do you think it's okay to still be having 40-plus and you still got a roommate?
Dirty O, did you hear the question?
Dirty O, you there?
I think he was having a little difficulty for a second.
Okay. All right, so Robert, you go ahead and take that over.
Okay, say that one more time, Stephanie.
All right, sure. I said, is having a roommate as a grown man or woman okay?
It's okay. I think it should be a temporary thing because, I mean, let's face it. I mean, hormones be flying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think it should be a limited. I think you should have a time limit on having an opposite sex roommate.
Well, the question really is basically just stating, you know, a lot of adults are living alone these days, but I mean, you know, the economy is really bad out there. So some people, you know, they're looking, you know, it could be a female roommate, it could be a male roommate, but at the same time, it could cost you your dating life having a roommate at this age.
That is true because, I mean, both parties might not be attracted to each other, but one party could be. And that's where the challenges come in because, say, you bring in a date and say, I got a female roommate, but she's got a crush on me.
Right.
And I bring in a date, she might drop salt on me or do anything to sabotage, you know, what I'm working with.
Okay. Now, Dirty, so you saying that is it okay or it's not okay to have a grown man or a woman as a roommate?
It really depends
or
on.
Or you just said it's a limited time.
Yeah, I think it's a limited time because I don't think it's the wisest thing to do.
Okay. Dirty O, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so is having a roommate as a grown man or a woman okay?
Yes, I think it's okay, especially if one of them is gay. Because then if you have a boyfriend, that's the only way I'm going to trust some lady living with a man.
Really? You don't think that a man and woman can be roommates without doing anything?
No. Alcohol is a hell of a drug. And
okay. Well, you know, Rule 263 says in this economy, there's nothing wrong with a grown-ass man or woman having a roommate. So,
Stephanie, let me have the floor on this, okay? Please.
Go ahead.
I mean, society for the longest has been saying a lot of stuff, but America's been a lie. Would you get out of here, please? You see, I'm doing a show. And I'm sorry. There's so many distractions around here right now, Stephanie.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Okay. So society, you know, society in America, we're founded on a lie. I mean, terrorists started Thanksgiving, you know, because the natives were here first. They show you a white Jesus, and we know that he's come from a region where he's dark. So there's a lot of misconceptions of what society is leaking out. They don't care if there's a division. You know, they want a division because they make money off a division. So
right.
So I don't agree with what society links out to it.
Well, I think, you know, it depends a lot on where you live, too, because, I mean, if you live in cities like New York, L.A., it is high. I mean, the cost of living in these cities are ridiculously high. And so, you know, to have a roommate, because I know a lot of people who have roommates, and, you know, because these apartments out here, you know, especially downtown L.A., you know, the live and work buildings, one bedroom is like 15 to 2,000 plus for one bedroom. And if you work down there, you know, you want to be, you know, some people don't want to deal with transportation because, you know, commuting, it could be hard out here in Los Angeles. It's definitely in NYC. But if you're living in cities like Charlotte or North Carolina or Michigan, then, you know, you could probably be able to have your own apartment and don't have to deal with a roommate. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's really that's a big factor in having a roommate, but I think it could hinder your dating situation. I mean, again, our topic, you know, when we get into our show later in the second half of the show, we're dealing with spontaneous sex. So, I mean, it would be very hard to have spontaneous intimacy, you know what I'm saying, when you have a roommate.
Right.
You know, unless you tell your roommate, hey, you know, I'm going to have you. And that's not really spontaneous. You know what I'm saying? Because you're already talking about it. I'm going to go ahead and open up this mic, 916-821. State your name and where you're calling from. Honey, hush. 916-821.
Hey, sorry about that. This is DP calling from Sacramento. Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
what's up, Red Wine?
What's
up, Dirty O? Hey, all right. My opinion is that I don't see nothing wrong with having a roommate because now there may be an instance where you can have sex with your roommate because it may be your brother or your sister. But now here's where the problem lay in. is that when you have a friend, say it's a guy friend, roommating with you and your woman. Now, that might be a problem, having a roommate in that instance.
Oh, yeah.
But, so I don't really see a problem with, you know, having a roommate, other than just having a roommate because you like company. Some people don't like being alone. And just, I've been, I never had a roommate in 25 years, but now that I'm older, I think I would like to have one. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a man or a woman, just somebody that, you know, we may be opposite or share the same interests, just that, you know, certain people I like to be around, certain people I don't like to be around. So, you know, I think I would, I think I could enjoy a roommate and I'll stay in my part of the house and they stay in theirs or whatever. It don't really matter. But now I think I would like to have a roommate.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to actually try that.
No, let me say something. DP, what if it was Oprah Winfrey was your roommate?
Hey, all rules will be broken then.
You know what I'm saying, Stephanie?
All rules will be broken.
If Prince was my roommate, I wouldn't have a problem with that either. Okay, let me ask you guys this. Is it okay for the person you're dating to have a roommate of the opposite sex, Robert?
You know, it would be, I mean, I would have to be super secure and trust her to the fullest. But I wouldn't advise it because, I mean, so if I date a lady, she's very attractive, and most of the men are attracted to attractive women, so they would have a challenge being around her every day. So I would advise against it.
Okay. What about you, Dirty O?
I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear the question?
No, I was posting my link on the chat. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll go to Daryl Plowden while you finish that. Daryl Plowden, is it okay to for the person you're dating to have a roommate of the opposite sex?
If they're gay.
Oh, okay. So there we go. He's
going to
go ahead again with
Sorry.
The gay situation.
No, that would be. I would say yeah, because especially if you know you love that person and they love you and you know you have the trust, but you know it is what it is. But now this is the thing: they could have been together before. You know, you even met her, and they're really not together.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? He may have a woman now, and she's your woman. So, hey, you can't really judge on before you knew her. But it probably would bother me for a little bit. But then, you know, hey, you have to know if you're the man, you're the man. So you wouldn't have nothing to worry about. That's how I look at it.
I totally agree with that, especially with a woman. Now, Candace in the chat room said, if boundaries and agreements are in place, nothing is wrong with it. And she said, I've also learned my lesson long ago with that situation, and it didn't work for me, better on my own. And she also said she's still waiting for Dirty O's link to be posted. So we're still waiting on that. And what I think is, you know, the opposite sex actually, roommate, does change everything for some people, because I think that men aren't really comfortable with a woman living with another man. I mean, just imagine she comes out of the shower, you know, freshly out of the shower with just a towel on. And then, you know, we know how you guys are, and I think I know how you guys are. I mean, you see a woman half-dressed, you know, exactly. And then you put it on the flip side, you know, there are women who don't want their men sharing a common space, living space with another woman. I know I would be that female. I wouldn't want my man to be living with another female as a roommate. And you know what? Come, let us room together. Let us live together in that instance. So I wouldn't want it to happen. So I think of the opposite sex is really off limits for me. And but, you know, being roomies for grown folks, I think, really is okay. But of the opposite sex, I don't know. If you guys want to chime in on that question, just press the number 1, and I'll bring you right in. Hold on 1 second. One second. I'm sorry, but I wanted to do something real quick. Hold on, you guys. Hold on. I wanted to bring up this... this real quick.
J. King, I'm a pimp.
It's like the Kevin Bacon game. Someone always comes back to a pimp.
You never met J. King?
You don't know him?
J. King's a pimp.
What's up, J. King?
J. King was a pimp. J. King was a P-I-M-P. Okay, so now you guys are asking if the person that you with could have a roommate of the opposite sex, right?
Correct.
Okay, so of course they can, but you know the opposite sex knows you. You know, when you come to the house, because you spend the night at the house sometimes, the opposite sex, you know, is friends with you because something about energy. It's something about energy between a man and a woman, this energy thing, that if there was something going on between the two, and, you know, the energy would tell everything on everybody, and it would be exposed. So if your woman is living with somebody of the opposite sex, and the opposite sex is the same sex as you because it's opposite of your woman, then that means that you and the opposite sex roommate are probably friends. You guys are probably cool. He sees you in and out. As a matter of fact, there may be some bonding going on. So when she get out of line or she do something that ain't cool, he might even tell. So I think that it's cool if it's cool. But if it ain't cool, in other words, like if they were exes that now live together, or if before she met you, they did the up and down mumbo jumbo, you know, then, you know, if they was friends with benefits, then, you know, that's they've crossed lines. And once you've crossed the line, you can't draw new lines and say, okay, you know, we crossed that line, but here's a new line. Those lines have been crossed, and it's not a good deal.
So I say yes
if it's a real roommate situation that's just, you know, just people of the opposite sex that are just real roommates. Because if I was going to roommate with somebody, I would probably want it to be a girl versus a guy, because dudes are really dirty and I'm kind of clean.
So you saying that you can live with a female and not engage in intimacy?
Yes, I can, and I have.
Oh.
When I was, you know, when I was younger, when I was in,
were you not attracted to her, or
no? Because she was my roommate. It wasn't no, you know. And this is another misnomer. People think that, you know, that men and women can't be in the same house and not be attracted to each other. That's silly talk. That's just silly talk. I got a lot of girlfriends that were just my partners, that have always been my partners, that, you know, that were attractive women, but that weren't attractive. They were attractive women, but not anybody that I was attracted to. So the idea that you know, if a woman walked by
in her towel, half naked,
that you're gonna get a boing yoing yoing.
You don't believe that's true?
No, I don't believe that's true. I believe that, you know, there's, hey, I might say, you know, take your nasty ass up in the room, got your little cat stinking up the spot. You know, I may say something like that, but I'm not, you know, if you're my roommate, you're my roommate. You know, and you at we said we're roommates.
You must be one of a kind.
No, I'm not.
Because...
No. There's a lot of guys, and you know, just like there's a lot of women that have roommated with men, and there was no attraction. So I just think that,
well, if there's no attraction,
I can
see why nothing's happening. But if there's, you have a good looking roommate.
But that ain't what you see,
like,
again.
Just like Dirty O said, you know, and you don't drink. But, you know, alcohol is
okay.
the devil when
well,
it comes to that.
Okay, well, see, well,
see, I don't know the devil because I've never had a drink before. So I'm just
right.
telling you, I'm just telling you from my,
that's
from me,
right.
from my point of view.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't drink. I'm 52,
and
so the possibility.
You don't even have to drink to, you know.
Well,
feeling
hey.
A little, you know, feeling
okay.
a little down or
okay. okay.
Another
but,
thing
to
again,
but
when you're talking
opinion.
About
you just say
when you're talking about when you're talking about somebody that's a roommate, I just don't know anybody that wants to put that kind. You know, when this is somebody that you share bills with and everything,
right?
I don't know anybody that want to put that kind of situation on the line for a night. I don't know any responsible person that want to do that. Now, there's some irresponsible motherfuckers out there that do irresponsible shit. I just happen to be not one of them.
And okay. usually, too, Jay, it'll turn out that way. But now let me say this, Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
Men can have sex with a woman and don't even feel nothing towards her, you know what I'm saying, after it's over, it's done. You know, and not even have feelings
right.
for it. So,
right.
You know,
but why would you... Why would you put your business situation? This is your business being. You know, this is the person that helped you pay your rent. Why would you put that on?
I'm not even equating those two because in the same instance, I'm saying we could do business and not even go there, even though she may be attractive, like you were saying.
Right.
But it's business, so you know, men could do that, and you know,
right.
so, but you know, I agree with you too, Jay, on that, on everything you said.
Okay, well, I know some. I'm not going to say several, but I do know people who have opposite sex roommates, and they have crossed the line. They still continue
right. yeah, but,
to pay
but,
their
but,
bills.
But again, that you know what? That's because neither one of them are in a relationship with anybody. But the day one of them gets in a relationship with somebody,
right.
it's the day that those problems that you don't see start.
No. There you go.
I can agree with that. I definitely can agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you guys want to chime in, let me go ahead, Dirty O.
I was going to say, I agree with these guys too, because I got some sisters and hella aunties and nieces and stuff. And some things, one reason that could keep the sex away, sometimes a woman's habits, like if you live with her, sometimes that'll kind of turn you off too. Cause I got this saying where I say I'm riding cleaner than a showroom and dirty than a girl's room at the same time. So it's like all sometimes women, you know, their room be a mess. They don't take out the trash. You know, there's just certain things, and that'll turn me all the way off to where if she is my roommate, I won't want to touch her with a 10-foot pole because I'm like, you need to get your stuff together.
Yeah, bathroom be nasty. You look at the bathroom like this is whole nasty ass bathroom.
Right?
She got.
and vice versa, you see a man.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. You come to my house and it's clean. I wash dishes. I get on the floor. And I get on my hands and knees and wipe my floor because I sweep. I do. I clean bathrooms. I wash around the toilet. I don't like it. I don't like nasty motherfuckers. And especially when a woman just filthy McNasty. You know if her bathroom, stinking, you know her kitty cat is on fire.
And that's true. I can agree with that. I can definitely agree with that. If you could definitely see that from a woman and a man, if the way they live, that is a turnoff. That is definitely a turnoff for most people. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to the next question here on Honey Hush. Our next question is, should your status on social media change once you're in a relationship? And so I'm going to go to you first, Daryl Plowden. Should your status change on social media once you're in a relationship?
I would say so. I would think so, yeah. You know, especially
okay.
if you're out there
mm-hmm.
trying to meet folks and whatever. I would say so.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and answer next. I think it's really no one's business. And, you know, if you're in a relationship, and especially social media is so crazy out there. People are just too nosy. You know what I'm saying? I don't even put where I really live. You know, people put their personal information on there, where they live and all this stuff, phone numbers, all that. I don't think it's anyone's business. I think it's oversharing. And
yes.
I really think it's okay to just keep that to yourself. I mean, frankly, you got too many people out there that's already trying to be in your business. So the more people that's in your business will have more of an opinion and assume that they know your business. So to me, I think it's just no one's business.
I agree with you, Stephanie. I think, you know, you shouldn't. And when you do, you know, if you change it, then keep it like that forever. So, like, you know, if it didn't say you was in a relationship and then you say I'm in a relationship, even when you're not in a relationship, keep it like that forever.
Right.
You know, in that way, if you get in a relationship, it already says it. If you ain't in a relationship, it don't matter anyway because, you know, whoever it is, you hook up on Facebook, you can just say, look, I just have my status like that because, you know, I don't really want people in my business. So I agree with you. I think it's a lot of oversharing. And because personal relationships, you know, you can one day you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, the next year you're not for whatever reasons. And like you said, that's personal business. That personal business should stay personal.
And everybody on your social media page is not your friend. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like your family members and friends, they know that you're in a committed relationship. So.
And I'm trying to get rid of some friends right now. And I told people that didn't like me to defriend me, and they didn't. So I got to go and defriend some people. So Robert Redwine, if you're not my friend anymore, it's not because I don't like you. It's just because.
I love you too, King J. Man, that's funny. No. I think the status, Stephanie. I think the status should change if a person gets married. Only when if they got married. But if they didn't get married, you know, and you're dating different.
What about when they get a divorce? Then what?
Well, then you change the status.
No, you keep it. You leave it alone.
Opens the door for more people in your dang business, Robert.
Exactly.
I think.
Now when the girl quits you, so then the rumors start going around. Yeah. Oh, she. You know why she left, Robert? Why? That nigga put on panties.
Only on the morning show, King. I only put on panties on King in the morning. At night, I'm a real man.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what's going around on social media because you put your status up.
Now, what do you think, Dirty O? Do you think you should change your status on social media once you're in a relationship?
Dirty O, no. You got to keep these people out your damn business because you already give – I think we're a little bit too free with social media. I got to keep something to myself because when you're an entertainer, even if I'm as small as myself or as big as some of the other people on here today, you got to keep something
smaller
for yourself.
Or smaller than Robert. Everybody.
Oh, my God.
King J, this is not Kings in the Morning, man. Come on, King J.
Now, you know, sometimes, though, people believe, you know, really, they change their status and put that they are in a relationship because they want to actually make sure that their their boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife is not, you know, cheating, or they want to keep the thirsty females or men away from their boyfriend or girlfriend, too. So that could be a reason why some people do show their status that they are in the relationship, but to me, it still doesn't spoke.
No, I think it invites the creeps. You know, right? It invites the creeps.
Probably do. You're right.
Because
so,
social media allows people that have no game at all, that can't talk for it in person, to be able to be sneaky creeps. It gives a lot of access. Because I actually, I was the youngest person to work at Microsoft when I was 13. If you Google Omari Johnson. There's an article in the Seattle Times and the Wall Street Journal. It's called Hooked on High Tech, and I was an intern there, and I interned there from 13 to 18. So I grew up developing this type of stuff before. And it's good, but there's an evil with it, too, because it allows people that wouldn't have the balls to shoot their shot at your lady or something while you're in person. It allows them to just send a little sneaky text, and you can't see what they're saying. You don't check the mailbox.
It's not like they sent the letter to your house. It allows them to just be a creep, you know? And I've actually been a victim to this type of stuff. Not really a victim, I would say, but, I mean, when you're in any type of life, people are going to try to bring you down, or they want what you want, you know? And I just think it gives access to people. So when I'm in relationships, I would rather not even be on social media myself if it wasn't a way for me to make money or communicate with people that want to give me some money, because it's just a, it's an open door for crap to happen, especially with all this ratchet TV and stuff. People are just confused with it.
I've just never even thought about, you know, putting it on there. Like I said, I don't even put, I put on there that I live in Paris, France. So people be hitting me up like, you live in France? I'd be like, no, I don't. But, you know, it'd be people that I want to tell the truth to. Other ones, I'd be like, yeah, I live in Paris, France. You know what I'm saying? So I just think you got to just keep some things private. Social media is just crazy out there. And a lot of people like,
well, it's not a real world. It's not a real world.
Yeah.
You know, it, you know, it's a pretend world. And so for me, social media, you know, is really what I do to promote, you know, the network, the music stuff we do, you know, our travels, you know, for the fan base, but nothing else. You know, it's not,
it ain't
for, you know, it ain't where, you know, you, I, from what I understand, people get into Facebook fights and they have all kinds of stuff going.
I mean, people even get killed over that type of stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? There's been people who've gotten, you know, gotten to, like you said, fights, but there are also people who have killed because of somebody, you know, getting at their significant other online and they didn't see postings of pictures.
Or the significant other is getting at somebody.
Exactly.
You just look like in the rap game, they're studio gangsters. They got Facebook gangsters.
Yeah, they definitely got Facebook gangsters out there. They definitely got that. And the government is watching all of that, too. So that's why I was like, you know, you want to make my stuff is so private. You can't even find my personal page. But you can find Honey Hush there. So you guys, if you want to join Honey Hush Facebook page, be my guest. Just type in Honey Hush. And also, I got another show called Everything Lakers. You can also find me there. So make sure you guys join that group as well. All right. Before we get into the main topic here, we got one more question, and then we'll get into we'll take a quick music break, and then we'll get into our topic tonight, which is the best places for spontaneous sex that would get your heart racing. So we'll get into that. The next question is, should you play house before walking down the aisle? I'm going to go to you first, J. King. Should you play house before walking down the aisle? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Did you hear what I said? Yeah,
no, I went to the other line. I had a business call.
So I asked the question, should you play house before walking down the aisle? Should you play house?
Yes. Because then you get to know who you're dealing with. Because, see, I think for both parties, you know, it might be wonderful going, spending a couple of days and, you know, and hanging out and all that stuff and then going back to your side, you know, and because it keeps everything fresh. But when you got to live with somebody day in and day out for a year or so, I think it gives you a feel for who you're with and who they're with. You know, and how much you guys really like or dislike each other. So I think that's important, especially, you know, we're not in the 1900s.
Right.
You know, so you know, you got to change with the times. And I think that people got to know, see, I don't even think you can afford to jump from relationship to relationship to relationship anymore because of the financial implication of it and because of how tight things are now, you know, in our economy, in the world. The whole family structure is falling apart. So I think there's a lot of other issues that you got to look at when you get into a relationship. And I think people, you know, you see Kanye West and, Kim Kardashian, you know, they got married. They about to get a divorce. She didn't got a divorce.
Are they?
Yeah, it's bad. She got divorced in 72 days from somebody. I think the next time she gets married, she's going to get a divorce in 72 hours. She's going to try to go for a record. She can't do it with Kanye. but I think the reason why you see these types of actions is because we don't, you know, because people don't get to know each other. People don't take that time to, you know, to really know who am I dealing with here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it was, is it Dirty O?
Dirty O
said, you know, you living with somebody. So here, you've been at this, you know, you've been dating this girl for 2 years. You come to her house. Every time you come to her house, the bathroom is clean.
Her room is always clean.
Yeah.
Then you guys finally move together, and you see that her room is always filthy. Her bathroom is always filthy. And then you say, "Why you got a filthy bathroom?" What you find out is she only cleaned her bedroom and cleaned her bathroom the day that she knew you was coming over. She had to clean up really fast.
Right.
You know, he leaving his drawers out in the middle of the floor. He leaves the toilet stool up. I mean, the toilet seat up. So little things like that. People think big things destroy relationships, and it's not big things. It's little things. It's little things
mm-hmm.
that tear a relationship down. You know, it's innuendos.
And you don't want to move in quickly, though. You want to. You know, get to know that person first. And then, like you said, Jay, you know, the little things. And you want to establish that comfort, you know, that comfort with another person, you know. So, say, for example, you know, somebody snores or, like you said, leave the toilet seat up.
Hey, poop and fart when they're sleeping.
Right.
You know.
Well, you got to get used to that.
Well, I don't know if you're putting the front and thinking of the room. I don't know if I'm going to get used to that. You might be a woman, but you smell like a big ass.
Your woman's farts and stuff, you're not going to marry her for that reason?
Hey, you know what? If you're farting and stinking up the room like that, I don't know if I want to be with that all the time. Yeah, you know.
But it's not all the time.
I'm just saying if that's what it was, if she's just stinking up the spot, I don't know if I want to be with her. I just don't.
Wow.
If you're with somebody who breath is on wolf, you know, their breath is stinking, you know, she's musty, stuff like that, you know, over a period of time, you know, she musty for one, you know, you with her one day, she musty. That's cool. But now when you're living with it, you find out, damn, she is musty. Yeah, she musty all the damn time.
But of course, she smell like garlic all the time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, these are things, I'm just saying, these are things, right, and listen, I'm saying her because I'm a dude. You'll say him because you're a girl. I'm just saying that these are things that you find out when you live with somebody versus doing a drive-by, coming by the house, hanging out, you know, boom, boom, boom. Things that you don't find out in those type of situations. That's why I think it's important for when people decided, you know, that they are serious enough to move forward in a relationship and they think that it might go to that next level. Hey, let's live together for a minute. Let's make sure we really like each other.
Valcine said it takes years to really know someone.
Well, it do. Shit, it take you. It do. But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you're going to know them. What you're going to find out is if the little twerks that they have, if you can live with them, if they're going to bother you or not.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So you don't, you know, it take years to get to know somebody because it take years to get to know yourself.
Exactly. And I mean, you got to, sharing space with another person can be very, very, very trying. I mean, again, like you said, you got to get very comfortable with them.
What if you were to do that, you know, and, you know, in the morning he digging his nose and put boogers on the side of the bed.
Ew, stop it. I know one of my girlfriends, her dude used to do that. And it was disgusting. But she still stayed with him. And
Lord, have mercy.
Together after 30-plus years.
Honey,
with each other.
But see, I know, but see, but I'm saying, but she could handle it. Maybe you couldn't. So I'm saying, you know, I'm just saying, these are things that you learn about people. And some people say, I couldn't do that. But then, like you said, your girl probably said, I couldn't do that. But with this guy, she did it for 30-something years. But these are things that you learn. Yeah. But if she just moved in with him, if they didn't have any real history, I bet you him digging in his nose, digging in his nostrils, pulling down burgers.
I bet you he never ate them.
Robert, what do you think?
Well, originally, I mean, you know, I grew up in the church, so, and my grandmother, you know, she had me in church, and mm-hmm. and I disappointed her initially when me and my ex-girl Pam, you know, lived together, because they, you know, they call that shacking, you know what I'm saying? But then she kind of she ended up embracing it because she liked Pam and I think it's a good thing today. I mean, it might go against my Bible principles that I was raised up with, but I think it's a good thing because you get a chance to learn somebody's habits and mm-hmm. all the things that you guys said prior to me answering this question. I agree with right. it. I think you really need, this is the best way to get to know someone.
Okay, and Dario,
I just want you guys to know, in the Bible, when you did something wrong, they used to stone you, you know. So things, even in the Bible, things change. You can't stone people today. It's called cruel and unusual punishment. So even in the Bible, things have changed. I just wanted to say that.
Okay, let me get Dario's take on that, and I'm going to take this new caller. Go ahead, Dario.
Okay. Hello?
Yes. Dirty, are you there?
Okay, I'm here. What were you talking about, the girl's dirty bathroom again, or living with her?
No, what are you doing out there? You're not listening to the show.
No, I spaced out for a second. No, I was listening because I was agreeing with what they were saying, but then I just kind of lost the question. I was agreeing,
right.
though.
Okay, cool. Let me go ahead and bring in the next caller, 716-563. Say your name and where you're calling from, and Honey Hood. 716-563.
Please, can I be heard?
Yes, you can be heard. How you doing, Steve?
Okay.
Welcome to Honey Hush.
Yeah. Honey Hush, yeah, this is the first time. I thought I was on another call, but however, it's all peace. I just wanted to share with everybody that... you know, I appreciate y'all doing this, Honey Hush. It's definitely something that needs to be communicated to the people for an avenue. And at the same time, it's interesting that I came in contact with this network as the moon is in the sign of Scorpio, and y'all mm-hmm. talking about, you know, the inner workings of that which transforms thyself, you know, and I just find it interesting, no matter whatever level it is that I come into contact with, you know, being that we're all connected, is good to hear, you know, it's good to hear the vibes on the universe.
How did you hear about Honey Hush, Steve?
I didn't hear about it. I think I called. I think I called the wrong show, actually.
Oh, my
God. You said what?
I said I think I called the wrong show, actually.
Oh, wow.
But at the same time, I wasn't going to suddenly change my vibe because I called the wrong show. I was going to let it. I'm an observer at the same time because, you know, worship mm-hmm. means observing, you know, so I'm observing what it is that I came into contact with, and I know that what I have to offer and bring to the table, it matters not what platform I'm dealing in, that I can still interject and reflect on the situation.
Okay, well, welcome to Honey Hush. I appreciate you checking in with us and staying. And, I mean, obviously you should be here because you were going to another show, but you missed out and you got this show. So welcome to Honey Hush. right. And this show is on relationships and dating rules and things like that. And then we have our topic, which we're going to go into in a few minutes. But we're going to take a quick music break before we get into the topic tonight, which is the best places for spontaneous sex that will get your heart racing. So if you want to stay with us, Steve, and chime in, that would be great. So we'll be right back.
Definitely. Before we break, can I say something?
Right here, Robert.
If you have a link to Dirty O's music through Honey Hush, could you play his song after the song that you got queued up?
Well, if I could upload it, because, you know, Blog Talk has been tripping. I barely got on the floor.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll get it on there. It may not be tonight, but it'll get played on Honey Hush at one point in time. All right,
Thank you,
be right back. You're listening to Honey Hush.
Damn, damn. What kind of flavor? Do I want vanilla? Or do I want to taste the chocolate? Nah, I want something different. I want something slamming. What's the slamming flavor out this month? Let's see. Yo, Black. Which flavor are you?
Listen. For a second, I reckon I got you double checking. Then again, when to your needs did I beckon? Hold me only if you wanna get naked. Play me for the crowd only if you wanna wreck it. The name is Dread, like silk I get slick. Drop rhymes like a bass head, big flicks constantly. Yes, it's me, D-R-E-S. So yes, I guess unless you're best, we can get down to serious business with this. I never boned a honey that I didn't like. I never thought a mile that I couldn't hike. I never had a spliff to make me choke. I never had a pocket that was broke. Hate no one but love only a few. Franklin, Grant, and yeah, mom too. I run buck wild for self, but with the crew. But then again, I thought you knew. Now I hear a voice. Is it what you want? I hope it is, kid. You're the flavor of the month. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. So you got the fever for the flavor of the other. Chocolate sarsaparilla, or is it you like another? Flavor in my slots. To the curly locks. Black sheep rolling hard and I can peons out the box. Never have I ever, never ever felt much better. Did the whole nine. On the tenth I was no wetter. Ready and I'm eager. Eager as a beaver. On the radio and good to go, says your receiver. Not to be the boldest or the oldest nor the wackest. Neither am I neatest or the newest or the blackest. Just a brown fellow who's not afraid of jello. To the people of the world I would like to say good day. Had to wait a while, but the while has been waited. Never gave up hope in myself nor debated. Didn't shed a tear when I wasn't picked. Cause I got a cone now when I lick. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. Gone. Now I catch a number when before I caught a glare. Now I give a pound when before I gave a stare. Now I guess I kinda got it going on. I get a wake-up call on the norm. I used to try to push a demo, now I have a coup. That's a bit more than a little, but then not quite a few. Funny how they find you when they told you get lost. Tell me why you're gritting when you have no dental floss. Wasn't my loss. Thought you were the boss. You never knew how much the sherbet cost. Forget it, I never sweat it. Your girl will give me play, I'll wet it. It only happens just because you let it. Now everybody wants to play my phone. I see him with a spoon, I see him with a cone. You never knew I knew it, but I knew you were pursuing. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. Gone.
Welcome back to Honey Hush. I'm your host, Stephanie Beard, and I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Robert Redline.
Honey Hush. Thank you, Stephanie.
Very welcome. All right, so I'm waiting on...
And your other co-host, Jay King.
The Dirty O is going to send me his music in an MP3. If he sends it to me in time, then I could play it tonight. But I do want to let you guys know, because I love music, of course, you know, and Jay King has a CD, a record that's going to be coming out very soon called Hell and Sun, which I absolutely love.
Yes.
It's a great record, so I want you guys to definitely, when it does come out, I want you guys to definitely buy it. And then he currently has a record out now with his group Club Nouveau called Consciousness, so make sure you guys go and download that. They could go to iTunes right now, right, Jay, and download that?
That's right.
Okay, cool. And it's a great CD. You guys got to get it. And then I'm listening right now to Black Messiah, D'Angelo, which I simply love. I love, love, love. It came out on the 15th. So if you guys haven't gotten it, if you're a D'Angelo fan, you are going to love Black Messiah Vanguard. Beautiful, beautiful CD. I love it. It's in heavy rotation.
No, it's D'Angelo in the Vanguard.
D'Angelo in the Vanguard. That's what I said.
You said
the
D'Angelo
album is called Black Messiah.
Right, but it's D'Angelo in the Vanguard.
D'Angelo in the Vanguard. Thank you for that, Mr. Corrector.
All right,
you guys, we're going to get into the topic at hand tonight, which is the 17 best places for spontaneous sex that would get your heart racing. So I want you guys to call in, chime in, press the number 1-347-205-9366, and also join us in the chat room. I see we got a lot of guests in there. If you guys want for me to read your comments, just simply log in with a Facebook profile or just log in. It takes about 30 to 40 seconds to create a username, and I can read your comments out of there. Now, Robert, I know that you definitely, out of your 52 years,
51.
endured in spontaneous sex, correct?
That's correct.
I think all of us on this panel has. Daryl Plowden, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so I know you have definitely had spontaneous sex before. Is that correct?
That will be correct.
Jay King?
I've never done anything like that. I'm
taking the pimp.
Me and spontaneity are intimate with each other, me and spontaneity, of course.
All right, so we're going to go through some of the best places you can for spontaneous sex and to get your heart just beating really fast. So the first one, and I think most of us probably have, is the car. I mean, almost everyone has probably have had, you know, spontaneous sex in the car. I mean, sometimes you just want to, you know, you're just in the car and you pull over and, I mean, you just go at it. You know what I'm saying? You just go at it. And, I mean, I want to hear.
Or while you're driving.
Or while you drive it. Now I want to expand on that, Mr. J. King.
Or in the back of your limo.
And that is on the list because not all of us have limo.
Or in the front seat or the Jeep. In the parking lot.
Okay, babe, I'm on the car. Don't be trying to take over the show, okay? All right, you guys. So I want to hear what your experience was and what did you do. I mean, give me an instance when you did have spontaneous sex in the car.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Okay. So I'll tell you one that was really cool because it was on Laurel Canyon, in this little bitty quaint little place, and at the parking lot, you know, because the little, it's like a little brick and rock and wood, you know, one of them little places. And she and I, we were there. We were hanging out. It was cool. This is like right around 1993, 92. And so I'm 30, right? So I'm a firecracker. And so she's in the car. I'm on the passenger side. She's in the driver's side. She's got a Jeep. And so, you know, we are right there. Bam. It go down.
You was on the front seat of the Jeep or the back seat? Cause I know that I used to have a Jeep and,
front.
And the Jeep.
Front.
Of the front. Okay.
Front. Because you could, because it slide all the way back.
Right. Right. That's true. Yeah, it will push back. Okay, so it was just a spontaneous thing that you guys did? You just pulled over or?
No, just came out of the restaurant.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Robert?
Well, Stephanie, I live like 2 or 3 minutes from the water, and there's a lot of cuts over here in Lake Washington that you go
mm-hmm.
to. So the young lady, she's at my house. We get in the car. And, you know, we just have that energy and that vibe. And, you know, I play with that sweet thing. And she has, you know, she has a nice dress on, but she's not wearing underwear, to my surprise. So I'm playing with this thing all the way, and I'm driving all the way down to the lake. Because, you know, you got to go down the hill from my house, which is two or three minutes from the lake. And along this lake, it's a long lake, and there's different cuts. So I'm driving along while I'm playing with that sweet thing. And I'm looking for the right cut to go to take this lady to. And we finally find the right one. And, we're trying everything from the passenger side to the driver's side to the back seat to the point where people start trying to see what was going on because now people are showing up. But it was so good that I couldn't stop. So but I kept on going, and it was enjoyable.
Now, was this in the daytime or in the or at night for you and Jay? I want to ask that question since you got
nighttime. Nighttime, but I got to say this: the guy who brought you know how you have the guy, the attendants that bring you the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like we got in the car because I had my car there too. We got in her car, drove like to just two spots over. And so you could see the thing rocking. You can see it getting all foggy and stuff. You know, so I know that the attendant dude was sitting there saying, they in there doing it.
Right.
And doing it well. So it was at night. But cars were driving by. And like Robert said, you know, when you get into that fire thing, and at 30, you know, at 30, you're just a lot more risque, I think, than you are in your 50s when it comes to that kind of thing, you know. Because you don't give a damn. At 30, I didn't give a damn.
Okay, Dirty O, are you there? Are you listening?
Yes, I'm paying attention.
Did you hear the question?
Yeah, I heard the question. I could go back to it because I am about 30. I'm 33, so I could –
okay.
Figure like 2 days ago, I did some really reckless shit. But
was it spontaneous?
Oh, was it? Okay, so I got this story. I was coming back from Atlanta, Georgia. I was just in a session with Jazzy Faye and a then young Sierra. And we made some music. She twerked for me. I didn't think anything of it. Sierra
Wait,
did.
Okay.
Right, so either way, I was so full of myself, I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got off the plane back in Seattle, and I got picked up by a young lady, and I wanted to be like Jay King when I grow up, so I had some pimp stuff going on, and I just asked the lady, did she trust me? And she said
mm-hmm.
she did. So she was driving, I was in the passenger seat, and she performed oral sex on me while she was driving, and I held the steering wheel on the freeway.
Okay, so did you know this woman?
Yeah, I knew her.
Oh,
well, we weren't intimate. She was just a fan.
She was a fan?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She just wanted to spend
like
some time
that.
With Dirty O. Well, I can't. I mean, it was just spontaneous, you know?
Right. I get it. Well, that's what we're talking about, spontaneous. Daryl Plowden. I know, like I said, everybody has done the car situation. Can you tell us your story?
Yeah, I can give you a story, and it has to do with the car. I was coming back, me and a girlfriend at the time was coming back from San Francisco, and this was in the summer. It was about 110 degrees here in Sacramento, and so we made it just about back. I pulled off by this place called Discovery Park, and at that time, it was a lot of industrial buildings being built in that neighborhood. So she told me, pull over there, go behind that building, and got in the back seat. She said, leave the car on and get in the back seat. So I had the air on and got in the back seat, and we did our thing. And then it was about probably about 5 o'clock in the evening, and that really got my heart going, especially after the act was over, being that it was that time of day. And you know, but it was so hot, it wasn't too many people wild unless you was in a vehicle with the air on. But that was one that I'll never forget.
Okay, all right. Sounds exciting, guys. You guys can call in tonight. The number is 347-205-9366. Press the number 1 and chime in on the conversation. All right, so I'm going to move on to the next one, which is the elevator. The elevator. Now, I've never done it in the elevator. Never, ever. I mean, I thought about it, and it would need to be a spontaneous act for me, but I've never ventured that. Let me go to you, Robert.
Have okay, you ever I would love to take this one on, honey. Honey Hush.
Honey Hush.
Okay, so it was in the late 80s. I was staying in Canoga Park because a girlfriend of mine at the time, her cousins were signed to Warner Brothers, and a lot of artists stayed in Canoga Park, which is not too far from Burbank, I believe. So, and there was a big complex where all these artists stayed. So they had elevators in different sections and different parts of different apartments and whatever. And so, so we was walking, you know, coming from her relatives' place. We were gonna go in the hot tub, but we couldn't make it to the hot tub because, you know, I thought about the song "Loving in the Elevator." So as soon as the elevator opened, man, we went at it, and luckily it was late night, so not too many people use this elevator. So we got down in the elevator in Canoga Park, California.
You said Canoga Park?
Yes, Canoga Park.
Oh, okay. And what building was it? Did you say it was in the building?
Jay might be familiar with this complex. There was a complex where Warner Brothers used to put a lot of artists.
Oh, Warner Brothers, okay. Yeah,
used to put a lot of artists over in this area. And
okay.
So, and it's not too far from Burbank. I don't recall the name of the building or anything, but I just knew it was in Canoga Park.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dirty O, do you ever ventured over? I know you're in your 30s.
Right.
Did you ever take a chance and have spontaneous sex in a elevator?
Actually, I have an elevator in my house right now, and I do not believe I've had sex in the elevator.
What? You have one in your house, and you never had spontaneous sex in the elevator in your own home?
No, it's probably over by the time I get to the house, or I just never bring them to the house. But I've never broken in the elevator. I think... It's over early. Down goes Frazier.
Hey, Stephanie's not lying. He does have an elevator because him and his brother Jason they started a record label together, and they did a lot of shows and fundraisers and all kinds of things. And they do very well. They live on Mercer Island, so.
But the elevator.
I didn't think he was lying at all. Yeah.
The elevator, I've always wanted to, but I think, you know, I mean, the night is young. I don't know what might happen today. You just gave me some inspiration.
All right, Daryl Plowden, have you ever got thrown against an elevator wall or you thrown a female against an elevator wall and y'all just got busy? I mean, just went at it. You never done it either?
No, but now here's the ironic thing. There was an elevator outside of the building, and at that time, me and my girlfriend, we saw a couple getting busy coming down the building. You see
wow.
those elevators that are on the outside of the building? So they got off and was smiling, and we got on and just started laughing. No, we never did, though.
Okay, and Jay King, are you there? He might have went to the other line. Okay, so he must have went to another line. Like I said, I've never done anything like that in the elevator, but I could imagine it could be very exciting, very hot. And,
oh, yeah.
And
oh,
not,
yeah, babe.
And then, you know, not, you know, getting caught is even, you know, more adventurous, and then he
yeah.
can also pull the emergency stop, so you ain't got to worry about
that. I was thinking about holding the button, holding the close button.
But
close,
you know, nowadays,
button.
Daryl Paul, you know, we know what happened with Jay-Z
right.
and Lon rapping. They got those cameras up in there.
That's
so
right.
You know, somebody is watching. Somebody
that's
is
right.
watching.
Yeah.
All right.
And besides, it would be like wham bam if you were in the elevator. You couldn't even get to thank you, man.
DP.
What's up, Red Wine?
What's happening, man? Put it down, my ninja.
Hey, man, I got to give it to you guys. You put us out.
Okay, so I got it, Dirty-O. I'm going to download it right now and see if I can do it. So the next one, you guys, you want to chime in? The board is full. You guys press the number 1-347-205-9366. Don't be scared. We all adults here, answer the question. Get involved. Engage yourself in these questions. I see in the chat room we got a lot of guests. I want to welcome, I see Mr. Elias there, and Madison Media has joined us, and still got Candace and Valcine there as well. And like I said, a lot of guests. You guys could definitely create a password, a username, and chime in, and I can read your comments right out of the chat room. Now, the next one, I can't recall. I'm sure I probably have. But it's the closet. A closet. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
honey, hutch.
Honey,
hutch. Now, you know, the closet can really be an intimate experience, you know, and it's really dependent on the location of the closet. If the closet is really small and tiny, you know, I mean, you can still get busy in there, but it's even more fun if you're at a party and you find a private, you know, hideaway, and, you know, you just go in there and rock each other's world and come back out fixing your clothes up. And, I mean, that's exciting, I think, and it's spontaneous. And it's even better when it's, you know, like I said, when it's not at your house, at your own house.
Or it's four people in the room, two of them go in the closet.
Honey, hush.
Honey, hush.
We did that in junior high school.
Yeah. Well, see, I wasn't doing that in junior high school.
Well, I didn't say there was any intercourse going on, but, you know, it was something very close to that.
You guys were, then that was just, you know, a little play, you know, like, you know, you go in the closet, you dare somebody, you go in the closet.
Levi's come back on fire. You lit Levi's all on fire.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, Robert, you've done it in a closet before at someone else's home?
Actually, yes. Gary Payne used to play for the Sonics, so my band used to play at all his celebrity gigs. So at the end of the night, GP says, some of you guys go back to what he bought his relative a house way out. And so he said, you know, you guys take some girls back there. So we took some girls back, and they said, you can sleep in this room. So a girl came back, and, we got it on. You know, this is in the 90s, so I was getting it on. And so she told, so we thought we heard something, so we went in the closet. But we didn't come out because we thought somebody was going to come in the room. But we kept on going. I mean, we changed so many positions. Boy, I don't know how we could do that in the closet. But we kept in the closet.
Well, if it's one of those walk-in closets, you could definitely get busy in those walk-in closets because it's a big enough room to do anything and almost every position that you would like to do. Jay, you back yet? No, he's not back. Okay, so Dirty O?
Yes.
You done it in the closet, spontaneous sex in the closet? I know you should
yes.
have walk-in closets in not even in your house, in someone else's house.
Oh, in somebody else's?
Scandalous.
Yeah.
I have done it in somebody else's closet. I have. Keep it in the closet, Michael Jackson voice. But definitely at my house, I got nice big walk-in closets, and it was so good to me, whatever she was doing to me, that I had her do a handstand, and I just had to taste it because I didn't know. I had to just understand it.
Oh, Dave, I think I was there when you did that. I was there, Dave.
What?
Oh my gosh.
You
got
it. Stephanie,
huh?
You said we're going to turn it up. We turned up.
You turned it up?
Yeah.
I see. You guys definitely have turned it up tonight. Let me see what they're saying in the chat room. They pretty quiet in the chat room. Come on, you guys. Let me hear your comments, Candace. Oh, I think Candace might have stepped out for a moment. Let me bring in this next caller. It is Simi. Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
There you go, Simi. What's up, Sam?
You know, I was listening to that closet story, and I was like, that's bullshit. But then, guess what? My woman, she said, no, I've done that before. And I'm like, what? Without me?
Well, you don't remember it.
Well, I never did it in a closet before, as I remember. I never had a walk-in closet either. But if I did it in a closet, it was a tight closet, and it wasn't that much room.
So you
probably
can only
did
do
it
one
standing
position.
Up.
Oh,
well, I'm jumping in all late, but I know it's been hot. You know, I did it in a bathroom at church during choir rehearsal.
Wow. Nasty.
Well, when you're a church boy, that's you're in church just as much as you're out of church. And so my mother was the director of the choir, and she had, choir practice, and she was teaching church songs, and I was getting taught how to sing. it was pretty amazing, in the bathroom. And it was one of them doors where, it was a ladies' bathroom, you could lock the first door.
Right.
And
right.
I was first.
And that actually leads us to the next one, which is the bathroom. I mean, intimacy in the bathroom is almost, on everybody's list. I think everybody probably done it in the bathroom. I mean, a really nice, clean bathroom at a restaurant or at a club or at a friend's party. I mean, bathrooms, I love taking a bath with someone, and that could be very spontaneous for me. So
sexy.
I would love in shower. Your shower and bathtub is definitely, you're very, very involved.
Babe. Just the candlelight glistening all over your body.
Yes.
Just dry dripping off your body, dripping wet. I love it.
And that's cool because, when you got oil on your body and you're wet and, everything's kind of slippery, that makes it really fun.
But you know what, Simi? But when you're having intercourse, when you're in the water, sometimes it gets a little rubbery inside when you slip it inside. It gets a little... Because of course, the natural lubricants of the female initially is wet, but the water eventually kind of gets it, a little...
Right.
Rubbery, you feel me?
Okay.
Right. Kind of squeaky.
Squeaky, right.
Squeaky clean.
Oh, yeah, babe. Squeaky clean.
How you doing, man?
Yes,
how you doing,
Simi? I appreciate you.
Simi, Daryl Plowden said, what's up?
Hey,
Daryl.
How you doing, man? DP, what's
up? All right. Good to hear you, man.
I'm trying to get on my pajamas now, man. I got my cigar and my wine. I'm listening to Honey Hush, you know.
Honey Hush. Let me go ahead. I think this is Candace. Candace, is that you that I just opened up your mic, Candace?
Yes, it is. I'm coming in. I'm finishing up a real bad cold. I think I had the flu. But I want to say it quick and then get off. I was in the chat room. But when you first asked the question, I put when I was a teenager, this was in the 80s, my boyfriend and I, we one of my first loves was outside in the winter. And on top of clothes, you know, you get undressed, snow outside and everything, you get undressed and you just lay on top of your clothes and everything. And we went up and did our thing, and neither one of us was cold until it was all over with.
Well, yeah.
Well, very spontaneous. But I'm going to go ahead and get off because I've got a real, I'm barking. I got a real bad cold.
Okay.
But I am in. Thank you.
Thank you for chiming in. I'll go ahead and put you back on mute. All right. And so Mr. Elias in the chat room said, or a casino. So I assume Mr. Elias has done this in the casino. Go ahead, Tim.
You can go to jail for that.
You go to jail for having sex in the bathroom in the casino?
You
I
can
know
go to jail because they got so many cameras.
Las Vegas.
Hey,
yeah,
man, don't talk about Vegas because what goes
you can go to hell too. Vegas. Doing it in the church.
Well, I could. Yeah. Go, I didn't. I wasn't going to go to jail. I might have went to hell for it, but I wasn't going to go to jail.
I'm not just joking, brother.
Well, yeah. I've never been in the casino, but that sounds exciting. I want to go ahead and welcome Gab in the chat room. Good to see you, Gab.
What's up, Gab?
She said all this time, and she said she thought she'd been listening, but she thought she was logged in. But welcome, Gab. Good to see you in the chat room.
But Stephanie, Gab is scared. I mean, oh, these people are scared. They need to press a one. Press it.
Yeah.
Press it.
Number one,
oh, yeah.
Guys. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. All right, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to go to the next one. And I think it's uploading right now, Dario, so we'll get you in before the night is over. All right, so the next one, you guys, and I've never done this at this place, and it's Disneyland. Disneyland. Anybody ever has spontaneous sex at Disneyland? Because I know we only have Disneyland here in Los Angeles and one in Florida. So it could be only those two places.
All I do is they
play
the juice, have
the juice
right there.
Man, but that, Steven, you're talking to me. Man, you don't have no respect, man. Because I'm trying to concentrate on this stuff. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Robert. What's up with that, Robert?
My brother is disrespecting me on the radio show, and I'm going to have to get out and be a tough guy. But I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, so Disneyland. Anybody on the panel ever had spontaneous sex at Disneyland? I haven't. I know I haven't.
Happy to splash on our mountains if you want me to.
Wait, say that again, Dario, because I had put your mic on mute. I thought that was coming from you. But you said you have at Disneyland?
No, I said I haven't had sex at Disneyland, but if there's anybody that wants me to, I'll be happy to splash on your mountain.
Hey. Oh, yeah, babe. Stephanie, only in the hotel, Stephanie.
Does Magic Mountain count? Magic Mountain
on
the bus?
Mountain, yeah, let's say, you said on the bus?
I was at Magic Mountain, Grand Night, and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it was on the bus.
Well, see,
it wasn't actually at. It wasn't on the
ground.
It was on the grounds of
Magic
Mountain, but it wasn't, you know, on the.
On a ride.
You know, where the rides were or anything like that.
I think the rides would be crazy to try something on, but, you know, like Dirty O said, Splash Mountain, I don't know. Or you know what? Small World. That would probably be the best place because it's such a, you know, the ride, how it goes is a little slow. You know, I can see it in the dark. You know what I'm saying? So I can see you getting busy and going through Small World.
It's a small world.
Well, but most grand nights though are at Disneyland. So you guys went to Magic Mountain, huh? And plus, you know, you're young at that age. You're only like 17 years old. What you doing? Why are you doing that at 17?
Well, I was pretty fast for my age. I had a girlfriend from 15 to 17. And, you know, we were practicing on one another. By the time we got 17, you know, we were pretty good at it. And, you know, we snuck off from the crowd. We didn't do a lot of riding, you know, not on, you know. We rode, but it wasn't on the Ferris wheel. And it was kind of fun.
Yeah, if you try to do it on a ride, you probably get, first of all, it's not safe to do it on a ride.
Most likely you will
get caught because they do have cameras all over the place. But like you said, if you find a private place to have a quick session, and, you know, it's your story, it's nobody else's. So like you said, you know, keep private, but it is spontaneous to do it there. Now, has anybody ever been to a wedding and, you know, you see a bridesmaid or a groomsman that you're interested in, he's single, she's single, and you guys took that chance and done it at a wedding?
You know, Stephanie, that sounds like a porn movie.
Why does it sound like a porn movie?
I mean, because it's the kind of scenario that they would have in a porn movie. Things that you know, just out the imagination, that's really nasty.
Well, you know, throwing the bouquet, wearing the garter belt, all that kind of stuff. But you know it happens all the time at a wedding. Somebody's getting caught. They done something at somebody's wedding. It could even be the groom getting married at the time. He done did something real quick and came back and said his I do's. Or after, you know, he done got married. That would just be so wrong. Or even the bride herself. But, you know, it is a spontaneous thing to do.
Right.
Who's that, Robert?
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
All right. All right, so nobody here on the panel has spontaneous sex at a wedding. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right.
No,
so
I haven't.
Know everybody has. Everybody probably has done this. A hotel room. I mean, it's good to change things up, and you just go out. Oh. You know, you rent a hotel room for the night with your girl or your dude, and you don't have to worry about making the mess. And there's room service to have, you know, for morning after. So a hotel room experience is really, really good way to get your fantasies fulfilled and have fun, too. So, Robert, can you give me one of your experiences in a hotel room?
Well, you know, I'm a frequent flyer. I have a frequent flyer card at Motel 6 in Seattle. But I'd rather talk about my time at Palace Station in Las Vegas.
Okay, and you know, Palace Station has been around forever too. Yeah, I know Palace
Station. It's one of them old school. Where OJ got caught at.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you know, I'm moving around town in Vegas on the Strip, and I knocked me a pretty young thing. You know what I'm saying? This probably was about 2000, and it knocked one of these pretty young things. And I take her back to Palace Station. And before we get it on, she said, "Hey, I got some girlfriends that would love to come hang out with you and me." I said, "Really? Okay." So I can't go no further because what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. So I'll leave it there.
Wow. Okay. All right. So Daryl Plowden, have you ever had that? You know, just had that spontaneous moment where you said, "Let's get this room," and just got busy. You know, just did your thing there.
Absolutely. And you know, Stephanie, as a guy, especially when you're your 20s, your early 20s, you know, you kind of live and work to still get away, so you don't have to worry about nobody knocking at the door wherever you stay at, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, fun. It used to be fun anyway. Still is.
Yeah, it still is. Those secret rendezvous. Yeah, they are. Those hotel rooms, those nice ones, of course, you want to take advantage of. Dirty O, I know that you done some spontaneous things in the hotel room, all the traveling that you'd probably be doing and all the
things
that you had already said so far. I guess
this one time I rented out a suite at the Palms. I forget what year it was for All-Star Weekend. It was like the floor right below where the Playboy suite is.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's like, it got like 8 bedrooms, and I think I just rented it out for myself. And then I went downstairs and got a limo and just drove around and tried to find random people, bottom up, and party. They thought they were getting Cristal. I had the refrigerators filled up with OE like a Dr. Dre commercial because the room cost so much.
Did
I couldn't afford Cristal.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was one lucky girl from Boston, and she's, yes.
What did you do to her, Dario?
And the winner is, yeah, they had the bathtub where the water fills up from the ceiling. Then it has the bed that spins around. And you know what? Back to that elevator thing, there, I did it in the elevator at that room. You reminded me.
Okay. So you so, did double spontaneous things there. You did, got the hotel room in. You did it all over the room.
I try to stay away from Vegas from now on because that was a wild trip. I'm surprised I don't have a love child out there somewhere.
Well, you might. You don't know. You might. I hope you're practicing safe sex, though, with all this randomness that you're doing.
Yes, we did. We did.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Now, Madison Media in the chat room said, whatever happened to having sex in the bed? Well, you know, Madison, we're talking about having spontaneous sex. So, of course, you know, mm-hmm. when you do have spontaneous sex, you can end up in your own bed. But we're going to the best places that you can have spontaneous sex. And the next mm-hmm. one on the list is your office. You know, I mean, you could get a little frisky in the workplace. You know, doing it in the office might sound like something straight out of the movies, you know, like, you know, Robert pretty much said. But if you don't have a private office, then you find another room that's private for you and your loved one. So, or even just taking the chance at work is pretty spontaneous, and it will have your heart beating really fast. Because if you don't have blinds or anything to close up the, you know, or if your door don't lock, of course, and anybody can walk in, or if anybody, you know, your boss knock on your door, that's pretty risky right there. But
definitely
in the office, uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to answer that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hotel or the
to
hotel.
Me, I
that's
apologize.
Okay, that's
you
okay.
know why? It has your mic all the way open at the bottom of the of
oh,
the
that's
board.
Okay.
That's weird.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was thinking about the hotel thing. The hotel thing is really good when the chick is a squirter and she makes a mess, because then that way she can just wet the sheets and wet the floor, and nobody has to clean it up.
Honey,
you know,
that's
the fun part about, you know, going to a motel, because you can trash it, and you don't have to pick up or clean up anything afterwards. And you just leave and just ball up, you know, if you're embarrassed when the maids come in there, just ball it up and just put it on the, you know, on the bed and walk out before they see you. But that's a fascinating thing to do. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's very useful when you have a squirter, you know.
Honey,
we're going to talk about that on another show.
Honey,
you don't have to clean
honey,
it up.
Yeah.
I prefer a hotel opposed to a motel, but, you know, maybe when I was younger I did a motel here and there, but not,
motel
yeah,
six.
No.
Motel 6.
All right, so the office situation, though, Simi, have you done it in the office and not your office? Or if it was your office, that would be cool, too. But have you ever had spontaneous sex in the office? Simi?
I was asking you,
did you have you had spontaneous sex in the office?
wow. You know, all my jobs have been outside.
Okay.
I did ground maintenance work and I did construction work, and does it count if I don't work there and
yeah,
work
that's
too?
What I'm saying. You don't have to work
okay,
there.
Yeah,
it could be in someone else's office.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was, you know, it was a girl that she worked in this boutique, and she was the only one that was there. And so I snuck in. It was a small boutique. And, you know, we did it underneath the desk where the windows were, you know, and then when people would look and see, they would think it was closed, but people were there. And we were just underneath the desk and, you know, just, you know, I was trying
to. So you guys didn't do it on top of the desk?
No, because in that way, if people, well, they would see us. We had to hide.
Oh, so you had to hide.
Because it was a clothing boutique.
Okay.
It was a clothing boutique. So it was, you know, we couldn't get fancy with it. We had to go, you know, kind of primitive. So we had to go to the ground level.
Daryl Plowden, have you ever done it in someone else's office or your own office?
No, I can't think of doing it in somebody else's office of mine. Not at this moment.
Dirty O? Did you take a chance in the office? Do you have an office, or I'm sure you've been in several offices. So.
Yeah, when I was at Microsoft, actually, I did have a corner office, and I actually my favorite thing was the chair and my office chair, and she would put her legs over both the arms, and she would do this. I don't know what she was doing, but I enjoyed it.
Stephanie, the thing with Dirty Yo, he laughs women's panties down all the time.
He what?
He laughs women's panties off. He makes women laugh.
And so they panties come off?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But definitely the office chair, because you know how it has the arms, and then what I would do also, like, she would be riding me, and the chair has, like, hydraulics in it, so I'd have the chair in the up position, and then I could just drop it, and both our weight would make the chair drop, and it would go kind of far in her, and then she would, you could get the picture. It's the office chair.
Right.
It's a bunch of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I can definitely imagine that. The office, you know, the chair swivels. It, like you said, have the hydraulics dropping it up and down like it was a low rider.
Yeah, oh, yeah, baby.
I can picture that very well.
I love the chair.
Up and down.
You just took me back.
Honey, hush.
Robert,
yes.
Have you done it in somebody else's office?
No, I did it in my office. I'm going to tell
you. In your office?
Yes, I had in the late 90s, I had this studio, two-story studio, and I had an office in my studio, and Oaktown 357 was in town, okay? So, I mean, they was hot at the time. They was hot at the time.
Yeah.
It was MC Hammer's group. So
right,
they were,
I know who they are.
So they were in town, and I'm not going to say which one, but the better-looking one with the body. And so she came. She wanted to come in my office and talk to me privately. And before we knew it, we was on my desk. Then I had a cousin that was a rapper, and this fool gone just break in while we doing the damn thing. So I didn't get a chance to finish. I never did.
Get to finish?
No, because he ruined the mood, man. My cousin's a gangster, and he with that gangster shit. And I'm trying to be smooth and cool.
Oh, I see Jimmy Ken is in the chat room. Welcome, Jimmy Ken. Haven't seen you in a while. Welcome to Honey Hush. All right, so it's funny that you mentioned 357 because I was talking to someone today about 357. And if you see, I think it's the one you're talking about, D, the dark-skinned one.
I'm not saying any names. I don't kiss and tell.
Well, if you see her now, you might throw up in your mouth a little bit.
Well, I didn't say it was D. I didn't say that. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Okay. All right. All right. The next one is, yes, definitely done this. The jacuzzi. If you have a jacuzzi tub at home or at a hotel, you definitely want to take advantage of it and get busy in it because I'm sure the majority of us who don't own one, because I don't own one, but I did used to have one when I had a house. And you could definitely book a room with a jacuzzi, so you can get the most out of that. That's one of the best romantic rendezvous right there, is having the jacuzzi right there in your own room. So anybody got a spontaneous experience that they could share with us about the jacuzzi?
Yeah. The jet can be a man's best friend.
Why is that?
Well, you can turn it toward the jet and let the jet hit the pearl tongue.
Oh, yeah.
And hit it from the back.
Tell me more.
And it won't be rubbery. It will stay moist.
Okay.
Because of the jet.
Right.
That jet is a beast.
Is there any pun intended? Because Dirty O's brother is called the jet, Jason Terry.
Oh, yeah, Jason Terry is. That's correct. He is called the jet.
Oh, my God.
Funny now, let me ask you a question, Dirty O. Do you and Jason Terry favor? You guys look a lot alike?
We do.
Okay. All right.
He's a little bit taller than I am.
Right. Okay.
I wish they were five or something.
Okay, so Gab agreed with you, Simi. She said the Jets are a woman's best friend. Oh, did I say that? Hell yeah, I did.
Oh, you guys are talking about the hot tub Jets?
Yeah, the jacuzzi.
Absolutely. It's a woman's best friend so far as her getting her orgasm, and it's a man's best friend so far as her staying moist.
Right.
Moist. So there's some duality there.
It's not even just the moist. Yeah, I mean, it does a lot for us. Like you said, the curled tongue, it does a lot for us there. You know what, you guys? We are already 4 minutes left on this show. Damn, it went very quick. We didn't even get through all of the spontaneous places.
Oh, no. We'll do a part two, Stephanie, and can we play Daniel's music?
No, wait. We're going to have a series, and I am going to play his music. We're going to have a series on, you know, like the sexiest places and things like that, such as cities and things like that, different kind of things. But I'm going to just go through it real quick now. Just say yay or nay, the limo. I mean, Jake, he left, but he used to own his own limo, and I had talked to him already before, and he said he has done it several, in the limo. I've never done it in the limo. You, Robert, have you done it in the limo?
Well, of course. I mean, from the early 90s to the early 2000s, I stayed in limos because, you know, if I was on some hemlock, I didn't want to drive. So, yeah, the limo,
right.
that's nothing. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, limo.
Well, of course.
I think that would be fun. Daryl Plowden, you ever hit it in the limo? Okay, so Daryl Plowden, what about you, Simi? You ever hit it in a limo?
Not as I can remember.
Okay. Dirty O?
I
know you didn't done something in the dang limo. You didn't done it everywhere else.
No. Okay.
Limo? They don't call me Dirty O. Honey,
all right, so the next one, in the park. I've definitely done something in the park spontaneously.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Okay, so Robert, you have?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and Dirty O, you hit the park with someone?
Oh, yeah. I have been over at Evergreen Tree Stump.
Oh,
I was hitting it from the back.
Timmy.
She started screaming up the pine cone in her mouth.
Stop lying with that one. Daryl Plowden, you had it in the park. Okay.
Balboa Park.
Balboa Park in the valley?
Yeah.
Valboa
Park in San Diego. Balboa Park in San Diego. It is...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.